Johnny, I'm fat and gay. Coming to you live with some Q's and A's. If you have some problems, then all you gotta do is ask dear Flabby, where the fuck are you?
Hola.
Hello. How you doing today?
I'm great. So we are, what are we in? Dear Flabby 8, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we've got ourselves a special, he's not flabby, but special guest. Hey, so Pat Oates.
Yes.
You are a comedian and a YouTuber and a podcaster, correct?
Yeah, I've never thought about it as being a YouTuber, but I put the podcast on there, so I guess I am. But yeah, I guess comedian, podcaster, and author. That's it.
Doesn't it seem douchey to call yourself a YouTuber anyways? I mean, I don't know. I always thought it just seems douchey.
You know what? I felt douchey calling myself a comic for a long time, too. So I think whatever I call myself, besides flabby, would be good. There you go.
All right. So you got a couple YouTube channels. What is it? Pat Oates and Podophiles?
Podophile. I have two podcasts. One, my Pat Oates podcast. We're just about to hit 300 episodes. And then the other one's a brand new one where a buddy of mine does conspiracy theories. And then me and another buddy make fun of him and just make fun of all the dumb things he knows. So that's Podophiles.
Do you regret picking that name?
Nope.
Yeah. Why didn't you go with Kid Fockers?
Because I'll guarantee that's going to be a Ben Stiller movie soon. You know what I mean? So I couldn't do it. So I went right there. I went Podophiles because I thought in a sense of like a come down and stuff like that, let's put a name of a show where people go, the people that are going to check it out are so messed up that they're going to like my sense of humor. So I'm okay with it. You know?
All right. So we're just going to jump into these. Let's see here. So if you got a question you want to send to for us to address, go to whosrightpodcast.com. There's a link for Dear Flabby. And we will get to you in the order in which it was received.
Eventually.
All right. Dear Flabby, recently I decided that I should actually watch one of your podcasts. I saw Anthony pre-shave, but now when I see him, all I can think of is a pedophile that says something like map rights are human rights or some shit like that. I say for a PR move, you should take him off the show and get someone that isn't going to diddle his son. And if you can, get someone actually funny on the show. That would be a plus.
Yowzers.
Let's start off with a bang.
So this guy actually loves me then, right?
So Pat, the real reason why you're here.
A lot of expectations for you. You gotta be shaving. You can't diddle kids. You gotta be funny. That's a lot of stuff.
Damn it. So you realize you're here for an audition, right?
I know. The episode I got to watch, you were shaving, and I was like, oh, you better have a beard when I come on here or I'm fucking leaving. You know what I mean?
Goddamn kid fucker.
Oh, man. All I can say is thanks for listening. That's all I got, man.
That's the best thing you can say to a troll type person is like, you know who I am. I don't know who you are. Thank you. You know what I mean?
I'm not sure. See, that's where we're at with this show. I'm not sure if this person's a troll or if they legitimately just don't think I'm funny and want me out of here. It's hard to tell. Either way, I'm good with it.
So that one was from me.
So they legitimately want me off the show. Now I know where they're at.
All right.
That was from me to get the audition. That's what that was there.
Perfect.
Dear Mr. Doug and Mistress Anthony, I was sent here from the official podcast as they, Kaya, claimed this was their new voicemail. If this inconveniences you, I apologize. My question goes out to Jackson. I'm not reading this.
No fucking way. We're not reading their bullshit. We did 10 episodes of that. We're not doing it anymore.
All right. Dear Flabby, is it rape if I yell surprise before I pull down my pants and put it in somewhere?
Somewhere? I mean, it depends on where that somewhere is, I suppose, but where? How would it not be?
Oh, because he thinks if there's a greeting or fun salutation, then you don't need consent. You know what I mean? Right. That's all. As long as you yell out surprise first, then it's like, okay.
Okay, Anthony. We read that story about the guy in Chaz that got his shit stolen, and it was like an unplanned
donation.
Okay, so couldn't rape be like an unplanned relationship?
Yes. Well, they call it unplanned pregnancy. Maybe it was just unplanned from the very beginning.
the least amount of planning ever. You know, it's like,
right.
At least on one of the parties.
Right.
It was just an unplanned one night stand.
Perfect.
All right. Dear Flabby, this is a confession. I'm into gay tentacle porn.
Oh, that was the whole thing?
Yep, that's it.
We're going to need you to send in another email with some more information. Do you think a question?
Yeah, like,
you think they're straight tentacle porn?
Yeah, I don't think that one has a gender. I think you're... it's just
in
animal
my mind, there's no tentacle porn. It doesn't exist. I can't wrap my head around it. So, nope, doesn't exist. I'm putting it out of my mind.
So, the straightest straight version of tentacle porn, whatever that is, like, just... Christian straightness, tentacle porn. If you walked in and you seen your son watching that, you'd still call him a fag.
Yeah. It was just straight missionary position tentacle porn. Is that what you're saying?
But wait, the tentacle porn, I don't know it, but that's someone getting fucked by tentacles?
Yeah, I think it's like a Japanese thing.
Right, but like you'd have to be, if you're a guy, then it has to be gay because you're getting penetrated by tentacles. So there is, for a man, there is no straight tentacle porn. If you want it, if you're watching it, I guess you could watch a woman. But I guess if you're a guy, you're automatically gay tentacle.
No, I
have to argue.
Yeah, them tentacles can jack you off, right?
No, but
do they have
the
ability to grip?
You could have a female octopus with a strap-on tentacle, and that makes it straight.
It's not about who's fucking you. You're getting fucked. You're getting fucked. You're the gay. You're either female or gay.
This guy gets it.
Yeah.
This guy gets it.
You're wrong, Pat.
It's who's receiving. If I'm the giver,
Pat,
and I'm fucking, if a tentacle's fucking a woman, then it's straight. But if a guy is getting fucked by tentacles, it's a penis. It's a makeshift penis.
No.
What do you mean no? It's not a makeshift penis.
Because the wife could have a strap-on on. That makes it straight.
Why is this person doesn't have a wife? If you're getting fucked by tentacles, there's no relationship issues right now. You're getting fucked by an octopus.
Who the fuck are you to judge this guy?
Oh, I am the man to judge him. If you can take it in the poop deck from a goddamn octopus, I'm doing it. Jesus Christ. It's not
gay. I didn't know you were going to be so close-minded.
I am. You're going to learn real quick. Super close. When it comes to Squidward fucking, I'm super close-minded. And Squidward was gay.
No.
All right. Oh, my God. His house was straight. He played the flute. Whatever.
All right. Dear Flabby, my fucking mom caught me with the neighbor's nativity scene. I dressed baby Jesus in my sister's skirt and went to fucking town. She hasn't said a word to me in 10 hours, and I'm worried she's going to take away my Holy Bible. I might not ever get to see Jesus again. How do I apologize to her?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait. Your sister, you dressed your baby Jesus in your sister's skirt. That means your sister is a baby, and you are fucking a baby with your sister's clothes on. That's fucking weird.
Could be a midget.
Or her old clothes. They didn't give them away. Maybe it's her old clothes.
No. Baby fucking. That's what we're going with. That's the premise.
Oh, no. He fucked the baby. I'm just saying it might be his sister's old. His sister might not be a baby. That's the only thing I care about.
How do I apologize? Chocolates. I don't know, man. Is there any way?
Yeah, the only way you apologize with the Catholic Church is anal rosary beads. That's what you have to use. You have to pull them out of your ass and say a prayer, and then you're fine.
If you were to get a... Oh, fuck. So Easter Bunny, that's kind of religious, I guess. So you'd have to... If you wanted to use chocolates and maintain the religious connotation, mm-hmm. you'd have to... They don't make like a big hollow chocolate Jesus, do they?
Oh, I'm sure someone does.
Somebody somewhere probably does.
I mean, I know a lot of people believe Jesus was chocolate anyway. I mean, that's just on your belief systems, what you think. But he can be whatever color you want him to be. White chocolate, black chocolate, mocha.
Yeah,
but
on this show, we're all about the white chocolate Jesus.
Anyway, so, but how do you fuck a nativity baby? They're usually porcelain. I've never seen a soft doll one. They're usually like porcelain or like, right?
Well, I know our real our nativity scene is made out of real dolls.
Oh, nice. You're gonna say it was real people. You just have you pay people to stay in front of your house.
And man, that donkey's been worn out every Christmas. The nativity scenes. Oh my god. Oh, man. I like the creativity of this show. That, I mean, that's not just a letter. That was a work of art that person wrote. They had everything. They want to fuck their sister, but they know that's wrong. So they fuck baby Jesus. But now they're worried. How do they apologize to their mom for the sin they caused? That's a lot of guilt.
The only thing they're guilty about is getting caught.
They were looking for a way to apologize so they can get back in the good graces.
Now, if they didn't get caught,
they want to make sure the mom puts the nativity scene out next year.
If they didn't get caught, would we still get the letter? Probably, and then get caught. And it's outing himself either way.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the letter would have looked different, I think.
We started off on fire. I wasn't ready for tentacle form and nativity fucking from the get-go.
I was pretty clear when I reached out to you. I said that we cover a broad range of topics. So,
yes. Does that mean that we are jaded, Doug? Because both of those things were like, okay.
Didn't we already do this?
You have no idea. I feel so much more comfortable. I'm like, okay, I can swim in this pool. This is fine. I'm like,
bong. Oh, super bums. Can I have a fat shame pass? I don't think they make those.
That they do. You can find it at patreon.com/who's right.
Perfect. Go pick one up there.
All right. Dear Flabby, how do I fall out of love with my best friend? I'm a 17-year-old dude, and she is the same age as me. I've asked her out in the past, and we dated for a time. However, it didn't work out too well. It was about 3 years ago, and when this happened, I still haven't lost any feelings for her since then, and I want to be better. I would ask my parents and their failing marriage how they did it, but that would be weird. So you guys are the next best thing. Any advice would be appreciated. Thanks.
I like how we're the next best thing to his parents. That makes me feel good.
His failing parents. Yeah.
Okay, so if you've been in love with the same person for 3 years since you were 14, you have no idea what the fuck love is.
Right.
So wait until she's 18 and then fuck her.
Wait, he's 17, so he can fuck her now.
I'm not advocating for anybody under the age of 18 to get fucked ever.
All right, cool. Yeah, we don't advocate for that on this show. We have to take a stance.
Speaking of which,
thing he's going to be able to do, he should just watch her fuck. She's a single now. When she's going to fuck someone else, he should go watch it and then he'll hate her.
Yeah. Yes. That is not a bad idea. If he sets up a gangbang where she gets gangbanged by like six dudes and he watches
or become the owned being the cuck that you are, dude, sitting there for 3 years, still in love with her, sit in the corner, watch a bigger guy fuck her and then clean up with your mouth like a Zamboni when it's done. Yes. What do you do?
Right.
Cuck it up.
That's not a bad idea. That'll put you out of love pretty quick.
Ask your mom. That's what I did to her. I'm kidding. Sorry, dude. Ruined your marriage.
Just so I'm clear, our official stance on this, which I think I'm okay with, is if you need help, if you're 17 years old and you need help falling out of your junior high sweetheart, get six black guys to rail her. And then clean up after them.
Right.
Okay.
No. Okay. Four black guys, yes. Two Asians.
Don't
two Asians in the mix.
Let's
build
two Asians for what? Just for the sympathy card?
Just to make him hate a lot of races, to get him really messed up. Not only does he hate her, he can't just hate one or it's a bad move. Have him hate everyone. Asians, blacks, and her.
We can make it one of those... making one of those parody pornos and have a Muslim guy dressed up as an airplane fly into her. That'd be kind of cool. We're covering every angle here.
I like that he has to be a Muslim guy to dress up like an airplane.
Right.
He could just be any guy. He's dressed like an airplane, but no, I like that you stick to his beliefs.
Trying to keep it as real as possible here.
In 2020, you have to cast it appropriately. You can't have a white guy pretend to be a Muslim in a plane.
Goddamn right.
Hank Azaria shows up flying into her pussy. He's like, no, Hank, you can't do this.
You can't do this.
All my jobs are taken. God damn it.
But I've got a really good la 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 la.
Oh, shit.
All right. Dear Dougie, Wuggy, and Tony, is it gay to titty fuck a fat man?
Not if you're a woman.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Okay, so I'm going to go with no. It's not gay.
Why? Why is it not gay?
Because gays don't do that.
They're way too sophisticated for that.
Gays don't titty fuck. They have too much pride. There's no way.
Too much pride. Did you say? You said they have too much pride. Now bend over and let me stick this up your ass. Like, yeah. That's pride.
Like a man. Like a goddamn like a proud man.
I want you to defend your position, Doug.
So I'm going with there's no penetration and one person could be asleep. I got no grounds to stand on this. I don't know. I wasn't prepared to be questioned on it. I was just,
well, I'll try. It's a female act. It's a straight act. You're fucking tits. So therefore you're trying, you're almost substituting. It's not like you like a guy. You just know I was there. So you're going with the next best thing, a fat man. No woman was there. So you go fat man tits. So I don't think it's gay or straight. I think it's just fucking weird wrestling. But if you're going to do it, I don't think it's considered gay because it's not penetrating. It's just tit fucking.
Okay. So to be clear, if
nothing was clear there,
do you have kids?
Yes.
Okay, so if your oldest kid, and I have no idea how old they are, but if they were to walk in your bedroom and you're straddling me and I've got my titties squeezed together and you're rubbing your cock up and down my chest, do you think your kid's going to look at you and go, that's my straight dad?
No, they're going to go, finally, you're fucking someone older than you. Does he have a job, Dad? Whatever, fine. Thank God. We don't care.
Is he going to steal my allowance again or sell my PlayStation at the pawn shop?
See, I hope you guys don't lose your TikTok channel. That's what I'm going to say with you and I. My kids are young kids. They would love that. They don't like straight things anymore. Kids hate straight.
Kids hate straight things. Oh, the world is so fucked. Kids hate straight things.
Dad, if he did that to mom, he'd still be married. Like, all right, sorry.
Dear Dumb and Dumber Flabby, as you may or may not already know, South Sudan is one of the newest countries in this world and is arguably the most shitty, with several warring factions all competing for their own self-interest, not to mention the country is rampant with disease and lacks infrastructure. Do you two personally think, as straight white American men, that you should be able to squash all opposition and provide security to the people of South Sudan? Fuck me, man. Presumably ruling with an iron fist. What would your first actions be as the head of state of this whack-ass nation? Thank you in advance from the citizens of South Sudan.
Do you think that yes. really came from South Sudan? Yeah, the answer is yes. Iron fist it is. I want to know if that really came from South Sudan, because if you get our podcast in South Sudan, it can't really be all that bad. You got internet, you got a computer, you got me in your ear, you're good to go.
Dear Flabby, longtime listener, second time flabber. Per Doug's advice, I will keep paying child support to old cunty. I really don't want my daughter to be a burn victim, so sorry, Anthony. Your idea was shitty. Also, I met my current girlfriend at the machine shop I worked at before. She's a five at work, seven outside of work. I also work with only Mexicans for the longest time, and those guys are so desperate to fuck anything with a pussy. These guys would go after the ugliest, nastiest fucking bitches that look like fives, but, you know, outside of work, they're twos and have four fucking kids. Y'all white people do the same at machine shops, or is this a Mexican thing? What's the question? What? I wasn't listening.
The question was,
and the math is weird.
Yeah.
How is she a five in work and a seven out? How hot is work?
Yeah, really. Usually it's the other way around.
Yeah, like, why is she hotter outside of work, but she's a five inside the machine factory? Who the fuck's working at the machine factory that's super hot?
So I the way I read that, or the way I processed it, I was thinking that she's a five without makeup and a seven with makeup. Like, maybe she just doesn't wear makeup to work.
Aren't they all?
So,
I mean, yeah, there's some people pretty face, but everyone's better when they're done up. I mean, Doug, I mean, when you guys get your makeup on, your beard's looking nice. You look better than when we're all shaved. It's the same shit.
Makeup on for sure.
Hot. Well, so, yeah, what was he asking?
So he wanted to know if white people were like Mexicans and that we want to fuck everything that moves inside a shop. And the answer is yes. If you work in a shop and there's like a ratio of, you know, 10 to 1 guys to girls, any girl that comes in is super fucking hot no matter what. That's just how it works.
Or I'll go one step further. If you have a girlfriend that works in a shop, there are 8 guys trying to stick their dirty fingers inside of her at all times.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. But luckily for us, since we're white guys working at the shop, we're your boss, so we can fuck anyone we want. So so it works out well, Mexican. You lose.
Right. Yeah, the way that we're not like Mexicans is we get paid more.
Yes. Or we get paid. Adios, mio. Anyways, I just say you stop.
All right. Dear Flabby, my girlfriend and I enjoy kinky sex. Specifically, I enjoy when she pleasures me with a... when she pleasures me, a male, anally. One of my favorite things for her to do is to me is to shove an entire string of anal beads deep inside my asshole and then rip them out like she is trying to start a lawnmower. This usually results in small traces of blood on the beads, but I almost always finish within a few pulls, so it's well worth it to me. Recently, I decided I wanted to try some larger beads, so I ordered some for her to use. They were about twice the size of the others and made of metal. I thought I could handle them, but apparently I was wrong. When she ripped them out of me the second time, several broke off inside me. I tried pushing them out, but don't feel them in my ass at all, which makes me think they may be stuck in my small intestine. Should I go to the doctor and have them removed, wait, and try to shit them out, or make my girlfriend reach inside of me and try to fish them out? Keep in mind that this happened quite some time ago. You know, we're behind on emails. Eagerly awaiting this response.
I thought you were still reading it for a second. Like, keep in mind this happened some time ago.
So did I. My recommendation would be go to get an MRI of your small intestines immediately. If they're in there, they'll find them.
Well, first of all, it can't be that bad because that was so well written. The detail, I painted a picture like nobody's business. That was a Robert Frost like letter. And so therefore he's not in that much pain. If anything, it probably makes him smarter. Keep him in. You know what I mean? You're doing well. You're communicating. And you know, your girl's not gonna cheat on you, or you can sue her for destroying your asshole. So you've got it all. You did it. You made it all. You don't need, just stop putting things in your butt, dude. Try putting your penis in a pussy.
Everything except for the stop putting things in your butt, I was with you. Don't ever stop.
Always stop. He's got metal balls in his asshole.
So your small intestine is just one tube, right? Shit has to go through it. If you load up your small intestine with a anal bead, your shit's not going to go around it. Like, it'll just get backed up. And you'll die, right? Isn't that how that works? I mean, you got to get the shit out of there.
I don't know that your small intestine is a perfectly straight tube the way that... So I've watched a lot of Grey's Anatomy recently. And I
yeah. But does it have two lanes is what I'm asking.
So I think like do you know what diverticulitis is?
Yeah, that's the cat.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar had it. Yeah, yeah.
So your
I don't know what any of those words mean.
Your intestines create little pockets. Mm-hmm. So look at it like his small intestine could be like a pinball machine where the ball gets stuck over in the corner.
Uh-huh.
And then the shit still comes out. It's just smoothing around it, I guess.
Well, then just it's very easy. All you do is you just drink a lot of liquids and eat a lot of like Mexican food. And as long as you spray diarrhea, it'll get around the ball. You have solid poop, it won't work. But as long as you got a nice spray or a Yoo-hoo going, then you're fine.
Okay, when you're a kid and you're out playing with your fucking Frisbee or a ball or something, inevitably it gets stuck in a tree, right? Mm-hmm. You don't just say, well, I'm done playing Frisbee. You go get another Frisbee and you throw it up at it. You end up with 5 or 6 fucking Frisbees up there. You do the same thing with this. You get a bigger ball and you shove it up there and so you try to knock it out, or a magnet.
So you're saying the next storm that comes through, he's going to be good. Everything, just bring everything out.
Call the fire department.
Perfect. Or one day you find that one kid or a gerbil who climbs real good, gets in there and throws all the balls out. You know, look at this. It's raining balls. That's good. Yeah. Get a gerbil. The old Richard Gere. Send it in for retrieval. Give it a little light hat and save the day.
Yes.
Let's baby Jessica the shit out of his asshole. Let's do it right now.
All right. Dear Flabby, my dog likes to roll around in shit in the backyard. I tried this for myself the other day and it was quite fun. Does this make me gay?
Yes.
You'll learn that a lot of these questions are, does this make me gay? Every time.
Oh, that was a beautiful turn. Oh, that was like, I roll in shit like my dog. Am I gay?
I think it depends.
Thank you guys for inviting me. I was like, thank you.
I think it depends on if his dog is male or female.
It depends where this shit came from. Was it male shit or female shit?
That's what I just said. It doesn't have to be
his dog's own shit.
If your wife shits on you in the bathtub, that doesn't make you gay, right?
Mm-mm. Right. No, but if it's solid and I shove her shit up my ass, then that kind of makes me gay.
Does not make you gay. If it's female shit. No, if it's female shit, it's female shit. That's as straight as the day is long.
Let's take it back one more step. What if
but he's getting fucked by it?
What if for the last week all she ate was male cows? That's it. We made sure of it. So gay. Her shit is actually male.
Gay.
All right.
Yeah.
We just have to take it back way to the beginning.
But those male cows came from a female cow.
Fuck. So not straight. So there is no gay.
So he's bi.
The answer is there is no gay. Just debunked gay. Take that, queers, go home. We debunked it. It's over.
There is no gay.
End your parade. You don't exist.
Right.
Dear Flabby and Fat Bastard, my toe has been kind of numb for around 2 months now. Some days it's more numb, some days it's less numb, and some days it hurts. But so far nothing bad has happened. I've been to the doctor because I've not been to the doctors because I hate going to the doctor's office and hospital. Should I just man up and go get it checked out, or can I just ignore this and carry on with my life? P.S. Doug is my favorite, but Anthony is the hottest.
I'll take it. I'll take that. Thank you. I would say just let it go. You don't need to go to the doctor. Your toe hurts. No big deal. It's fine. That's my advice.
I say call an ambulance.
Call an ambulance and plan your funeral. Buy your fucking headstone now.
No, I think you call 911. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even tell them what's wrong because they probably won't come. So you just call 911 and scream, and they'll send somebody to take care of your foot for you.
Nope. I got a better idea. Call 911. Tell them a black guy assaulted your foot. There you go.
Tell them your foot is a statue and black people knocked it down. Right. They have to come get it. Right. They'll be there in 2 seconds.
So isn't there a law where if you call the police on a black person, you go to jail? So if you then when you go to jail, you get free health care. So
Mexicans are still safe, though, right? You can say that your foot was assaulted by Mexicans.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think you're good. Then you don't go to jail, but then you don't have free health care in jail. This is a hard one.
I hope we helped. Dear giant baby and anti-government soccer mom.
Wait a minute.
What are the most embarrassing situations you have ever had?
This one? You call me anti-government soccer mom? That hurts my feelings. That's embarrassing as hell. Oh, what's the most embarrassing? Let me think. Fuck, man, I don't know. What do you got? I got to think of something.
I've got several. the one that comes to mind right off the bat is, I think I've already told the story when I came home drunk. It's when I was still living at home as a grown man. Mm-hmm. I was still living at home and I had to shit and puke at the same time. Mm-hmm. And the way that the bathroom was situated, I could do both. I could lean over the, I could sit on the shitter and lean over and puke in the bathtub. Mm-hmm. But I chose to do it the other way around. So I shit in the bathtub and puked in the toilet. And then I passed out naked on the bathroom floor. Hmm. And so the way that I was laying was my feet were blocking the door from opening. So when my mom tried opening the door to go to the bathroom in the morning, she couldn't open the door. So she's just sitting there banging against me, you know?
Uh-huh.
And when I finally like curled up in the fetal position or whatever, you know, there's still shit and puke everywhere and all that. And I can just remember looking up at her and her going, "Oh, Douglas." I'll never forget that
Douglas.
That tone. Okay, now you go. And don't say some gay shit either.
So why can't it be gay? I'm not allowed to be embarrassed about being gay?
Because gay doesn't exist.
So I guess I was probably in, I don't know, fourth grade, fifth grade, whatever it was. And I, right after gym class, I shit my pants. Like, and it was bad. It was a lot. And I'm walking down the hall and everybody, it was like crowded hall. Everybody in the hall was like, "What the fuck?" Everybody smelled it. It was fucking terrible. And I ended up having to go to the gym. I went to the gym, talked to the fucking gym teacher who was like, I don't know, shorter than I was when I was in fifth grade. We had a midget gym teacher. And he basically just said, I don't know what you want me to do for you. So I just fucking left the school and walked home with shitty fucking pants. I don't know. I can't think of anything else other than that, man. It wasn't really super embarrassing. Like, I mean, it was super embarrassing, but it wasn't any, like anybody called me out or whatever. You know what I mean?
They didn't have other pants. Like the nurse didn't have other pants.
Nothing. Like I said,
our school, whenever anybody shit or pissed their pants, they always gave them those weird like plaid pants that someone left 7 years ago and they had to wear those.
Yeah. I just went home. I walked home.
Nice.
Took a shower and didn't go back.
Were you the stinky kid in school?
No.
Well, you wouldn't know. You were the stinky kid.
No, I think I would know. They made fun of me quite a bit, and it was never stinky that they called me. So I'm pretty sure I would know.
And of all the accurate, hurtful things, stinky was not one of them.
Right. That's exactly right.
Dear Flabby, I've always wanted to have kids. Ever since I was little, I knew I wanted to be a father. Specifically, I wanted to have a son. I'm not sure why. I just have always wanted to have a healthy father-son relationship. Maybe it's because my dad and I were never that close growing up. And so I want to know what it would be like. Anyways, would it be weird to try eating my future son's foreskin after he's circumcised?
Not if you cook it. It's only weird if you eat it raw.
I like that he's going to try. Like, should I eat it? Is it weird if I try? I may give up. There is no try. There's only do when it comes to foreskin eating. You know what I mean? You get in there and you eat that goddamn foreskin.
The best thing to do is save it until your son is old enough and eat with him. Share it with him.
No, the best
like
thing
Lady
to do,
and the Tramp.
The best thing to do would be make some pancake batter and just deep fry it. It'd be like a little, like a gourmet onion ring.
Yeah, but then it's not foreskin anymore. Now it's like, yeah, it's like pigskin. It's like that's fun. That makes it fun and tasty if you deep fry it. You got to eat it like it is. You got to taste that boy. You got to get that in your mouth. You know what I mean? You got to know what happens. If you're going to do it, you want that father-son relationship, you got to know what he is. You got to tap that on your tongue. Eat that boy.
Otherwise, it's not real.
Yeah, then you don't care. That's what happened with his dad. His dad only ate it, but he fried it first and put some like whipped cream on it. You gotta be a man, take your kid's foreskin, floss your teeth with it, gargle it a little, and fucking own it. Make a Yankee Candle out of the scent.
Perfect.
Be the bond he needs.
Oh, what is that? Shit. Is that smegma? Yes, it's my son's.
It's peach smegma. Ooh, I like that. It's like
oh my God.
All right. Moving on.
I do appreciate how they all write like a beautiful beginning and then it has that turn. You have gifted writers on this show. You really do.
Dear Flabby, how many women, lower in calories, but I'm not gay, would you recommend I consume in order to gain a healthy weight like you two gentlemen?
Okay, wait. Say that again.
All right. How many women would you recommend I consume in order to gain a healthy weight like you two gentlemen? Four. That
You've eaten four women?
He's going to eat them to lose weight?
No, I'm pretty sure he's calling us fat.
But he's had to look like, he's trying to get fatter, but he has to eat women because he's not gay, like the running theme on the show. So he can't eat men. And a cannibal, even in cannibal style, he has to eat a woman. So he's not gay in this I eat people thing. Okay.
It's like a running theme on the show.
How many foreskins do you think you'd have to eat to gain 20 pounds? After
one,
digestion.
Two, three.
I don't know. Once you eat one, once the depression sits in and you stop doing anything, you gain a lot of weight.
I hear boys' foreskins are like Pringles. You can't eat just one. You know what I mean? Once you pop them, you can't stop them. They're good. What kind of women are we talking?
The kind
like
of
fat moms are like thin and shape women. I mean, because I think you need to know what kind of woman you're eating, how many you need to eat to lose weight or gain weight. A lot of them are just nothing but, carbs. You don't want to eat one of those.
You need someone with some protein.
Yeah. Can't be eating some woman that has a Bisquick ass. You know what I mean? You got to eat something that's healthy and lean.
I would suggest that if they're looking for somebody that's going to help them put on some weight, they start looking for women that listen to true crime podcasts.
Yes. Yeah, because they're not moving for shit. They're just sitting there hoping someone else catches that stupid killer. Yeah, oh, yeah. Eat those. Ellen fans. And, yeah, anyone that likes to watch Ellen dance and in fucking true crime people, eat those up.
There you go.
And four is the right answer. Doug was right. Four.
Dear Flabby, I'm writing in because I've come to a very difficult crossroad in my life. I've been out of the dating scene for about 2 years, and recently I started talking to a girl from Tinder. We've been talking for a few days, quite often in fact, and we've kind of clicked. However, I think she's a tranny, but I don't know. Anyway, I have about 6 pounds of dynamite strapped to my chest, and I need to know which wire to cut. I only have so much time. The red one. They always say cut the red one.
I was going to say, you cut the red wire. That's how it always works.
Watch one movie, asshole. It's a red wire.
Dear Flabby and other Flabby, why do people say they love old people but don't fuck them? I love old people and I fuck them all the time.
What's old? Like, to me, old for a woman is like 38.
Really?
That's like, yeah.
Thank you. I like me too.
Yeah, I'm also a fan of him. That's gay.
How old is too old to fuck? So let's say you've had a 5-year dry spell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for how old on their end? I thought you meant like how old before you're too old to fuck.
You have a 5-year dry spell and you're going to fuck someone who's dry? They're old. You can't fuck them. You can't fuck them on a dry spell. They can't even get wet.
Lubrication.
I don't think there's
going to take a lot. What?
I don't think there's too old of an age. I think
like you'd fuck Betty White.
Oh, kidding me? Hell yeah! Yes, absolutely.
Oh my god! Oh my,
and I'd brag about it for the rest of my life. Are you kidding me?
That's a weird brag. Okay, it's like for the rest of my, at least the rest of her life, which should probably outlive you.
I'd brag about it for the next 6 months.
When they're that old, it's not even a female. Like, you could have fucked Wilford Brimley yesterday. I mean, too soon. Anyway, so you could have fucked him, and we would have known if it was a male or a female at that point. They're just like shaved poodles when they're that old. You can't tell what the fuck they are.
At least then you won't be accused of being gay.
Right?
Yeah, Wilford out of Brimley, all the things Betty you get White. Accused of for fucking Betty White and Wilford Brimley in the World's Worst Threesome, yeah, them being gay is not one of them. It's like, okay.
So how old is too old then? I don't even know how old Betty White is. She's like 80, in her 80s?
No. She's almost 100.
Is she?
Yeah.
You don't think that would be cool to fuck a 100-year-old?
No. I don't think there's anything.
You're like not even going to think about it. No.
I don't think there's anything cool about that whatsoever. There's nothing cool about fucking the puppet, like a fucking puppet. That's what it is. The Crypt Keeper? I'm not fucking that. That's old.
So I understand you're trying to be on your best behavior. I think I know the truth. We'll move on.
Yeah, you're right. I'm trying to be a good guy. The answer is 57 is too old. Go ahead.
57. That's the cutoff.
Yes.
Dear Flabby, this fall I will be going into my senior year of college, and I have yet to ever have a girlfriend. I don't think I'm bad looking, and I'm not antisocial, but I just don't have the confidence to approach or talk to girls and ask them out. Any tips?
We have a couple of female listeners. We should try to hook this guy up.
Can you imagine how fucked up that relationship would be? People that listen to this and
they can bond over us.
Well, they can. Yeah, that works until they break up, because that's going to happen because they're psychopaths because they watch this show. But like when they do break up, now they can't. They have to like, no, this Sunday is your Sunday to watch. They can't be in the chat room together, and it fucking ruins everything. Yeah, it's not going to be good. And then the guy's going to turn gay because that's what this show does. It turns you gay. That's what's going to happen. So
as long as I get the girl in the divorce, I don't care.
You don't have to hit on women. I've never hit on a woman. People just go on YouTube, say something stupid, and then they just start messaging you. They're usually crazy and it ends up bad, but they message you.
The guy is shy, though. I feel bad.
That's why they'll message you. Just say, be shy on camera. Say what he just said out loud, and women will just start messaging him. And then he can stay behind the keyboard for a while until he gets the confidence to do it.
Here's what I think it is. So how many times have we heard the same type of story where it's, guys, listen, I spend most of my day playing Minecraft in my living room.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
I really want to meet somebody. Any tips?
Uh-huh. Yeah, stop playing Minecraft all day. That's the tip number one. Go to the laundromat or grocery store or wherever people meet women. I don't know.
It's like, all the women I know are chained to my furnace. Any tips to meet new ones?
I don't know where people meet women nowadays. Huh? I met my wife where we worked together, so... Start dating who you work with. I don't fucking know.
I heard there's this awesome machine shop store. You should go there. They got fives that turn into sevens when they walk out the door. You gotta go check it out.
Dear Flabby, is it okay if I screen record some clips from your YouTube channel and then upload them into my Twitter account? I would like to share some moments that I thought were funny.
Yes.
Please, please do.
Yes, please. In perpetuity.
Oh, that was just nice.
Sometimes that happens. It's not very often.
I was waiting for you. Can I upload it to Pornhub in the gay section? Because you're gay. Well, you were gay. Gay, gay, gay. Like, I was just waiting for that. I like that. It's sure. There, some of them can actually be nice. That was cool.
Dear Flabby and Anthony and Ham and Pickle, I identify as a person of weight and get bullied for that a lot. It's just that when people yell at me to get out of their face, it takes a whole 3.5 minutes until all of me is out of their face. And usually at this point, they're already beating me up. My question is, how to get them to stop beating me up? I already tried covering myself with jalapeno juice so after they punch me, their fist will burn. But did it hurt me, then it hurt them emotionally and physically. I don't know. That would have been my advice. I don't know what to...
He took the only one we knew. Cover yourself in jalapeno juice. Oh, these people are so gifted. Do they understand how funny these people are when they write in? That's incredible. The first thing he did was cover himself in jalapeno to hurt their fists. Oh, I love that. Oh, I mean, how more mad would you be? You're beating up this fat kid, just punching away. You're like, wait, why do my hands burn? God damn you. God damn you and your Wile E. Coyote tricks. Just punch him more. Like, now I'm going to fuck your mom because you did that. Like, oh, no, double whammy.
So I did you miss the part at the beginning where he said, I identify as a person of size? Does anybody identify as a person of size? Like, hey, so I'm a person of size.
My suggestion was going to be for him to start identifying as a person of non-size and see where that gets him.
Yeah, that was my same thing. Just start. Then they can't say anything because, you know, it's all about identity.
It takes him 3.5 minutes to get out of their face. He's so fat. That was my favorite line in that entire letter.
Get a faster rascal, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. If
you're getting ready to get beat up and you say, I identify as George Floyd, do you think that'll get everybody away from you?
Not everyone. Not everyone. I don't know if you heard this, but one guy gave him a real knee. In that guy's defense, though, the he thought the neck was singing the national anthem, so he was just protesting. It's no big deal. It's fine. And now I'm canceled. Okay, fine.
Nah, nobody listens to this anyways.
As a matter of fact, okay, dear Fabby, as a matter of fact, the only thing that made me laugh will be able to leave.
What?
I don't know. Hold on. As a matter of fact, the only thing that made me laugh will be able to leave. Will it? It doesn't matter. It doesn't make sense. Is it a good idea? What the fuck is this? Roblox Twitter replies, are you guys really doing? I mean it. It's impossible to know for sure. Let's just leave that one untouched.
All right. Yeah.
Do you know who the most amazing person in the world is? Read the first word. Do. Fuck, what? They're retarded.
I have no idea what the fuck is going on here.
Do you know who the most amazing person in the world is? Read the first word. You got nothing?
I got nothing. Is there a subject line or anything on the email?
No.
What the fuck? Yes.
I would have went
is
with
it
no.
Initials? Is it initials? No, D.O.? No.
I don't know.
If it is, we don't know who they are.
All right. Dear Flabbers, why does Doug use a pussy vape? How homosexual does that make him on a scale from Anthony to Kevin Spacey?
Wait a minute.
Which one is that? So Kevin's straight? Or who's
I just assumed they were calling me gay, but you're probably right. Maybe I'm the straight one.
One of them is not on a scale. So either they're being the biggest asshole to you ever, or Kevin Smith, or you're the straightest guy they know.
See,
I don't know what
how that works. I didn't even know. I just went to they're calling me gay. Like, I didn't even really give it any thought. No,
you know? They're calling me gay. Again.
Yeah, again.
But you're not the most gay. You're like a starter gay. You're not like advanced Highlander gay, like Kevin Spacey. Like, you're grooming dudes.
It continues. Should he chop his dick off and just go full ladyboy? Thank you for your well-thought-out and professional response.
Yes. I think, yes. We've been over this. Vaping is gay. Doug is gay. Right.
I would disagree.
About which part?
We'll go with the vaping is gay.
Go ahead and give us a big, strong hit of your vape. See how ungay it looks. All right.
I mean, vaping is kind of gay.
Shut the fuck up.
But not as gay as Kevin Spacey. Like, if you're honest, I don't know. I don't know. The vape never, like, was a 14-year-old boy trying to act in a movie. You know what I mean? Like, so it's not that bad.
So
it's pretty gay.
I don't have a response that's not going to make me sound like a fucking butthurt shithead. That's fine. I'm gay. I'll just go with being gay.
And if you chop off your dick... If you tell your dick, you're not a lady boy. You're just a lady now. You're not a lady boy. You're a lady boy if you have some balls and dick and you're dressed like a lady. Once you chop off the thing that makes you a boy, you're a lady. Kinda. Not really.
Kinda.
Dear Flabby, if you were trying to tell a friend about the Who's Right podcast, how would you describe it? I've tried to describe the podcast to my friends, but no matter how much I think about it, I can't think of any description other than... It's two guys who make fun of trans people, black people, gay people, etc. What do you and Goldfish Boy want to be known as? Or is your legacy meant to be that podcast that constantly makes fun of minorities?
What? Which one of us is Goldfish Boy?
That's the only thing that I care about. Oh, you're the goldfish because your fucking memory sucks.
Oh, yeah.
I almost forgot.
Oh, I thought the picture in the back was a goldfish behind you, but it's not. That's why I thought I said that.
It's not. Oh, my God. So what do we want the legacy of the show to be? Just asking that question, super gay. I don't want a fucking legacy of our show. That's gay. I just laugh. That's all you need to do.
What are you talking about? It wasn't even 2 hours ago we had a legacy meeting.
Shut up. A legacy meeting with the board. We had a legacy meeting with the board.
You guys make fun of white gay people, so you're not racist.
No, we're not racist. That's the point.
Yeah, if they're white and gay, you hate them. It's the white straights that you love and desire and want to conquer the earth. I understand.
So I will tell you that our Patreon is very, very diverse. Mm-hmm. And I don't care. So we have trans people that are patrons. We have black people, Mexicans. I think we even have a real Indian, like the feather kind.
Yep.
We appreciate and love all of those people.
Right.
Even though you said we've got one, like you're a collector. Yeah, we love them all. Guess what we just acquired? Amazon just dropped off a real engine. He's here now. Chief paying Patreon. It's wonderful. It's like,
yeah, so we don't want you to I don't want a legacy. I don't know. I just want you to laugh. Every week I want you to forget what happened last week and laugh at what I'm doing this week. You can even laugh at me. Huh? It's fine. I don't care. Just laugh. That's all that matters. Handle
it. It's kind of a legacy.
Right. You're not making this any better.
You're like, I don't want a legacy. I just want to stand for laughter and feeling good. Like, yeah, it's a legacy, dude.
Like, I just want to remember everything past, I've done.
Long past my time here on Earth, I want people to remember me for making them laugh, but I don't want a legacy.
Right. Legacy, no.
And I don't want anybody to call out my hypocrisy either, so shut up.
Gay.
Gay.
Dear Flabby, I was mowing my lawn for the Baptist cookout when I saw these two unsavory ethnic gentlemen casing my suburb. I told my wife and children to get inside. I tucked my strap, as I believe the urban youth call them, and went out to see what these two were doing. They spoke in that urban fashion that the minorities use, and then they said that they were a gay couple that had recently bought a house down the street. I'm wondering if I should sell my house before the neighborhood becomes of the ethnic variety or just shoot myself.
They were black and gay?
God, our legacy sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, God. I think you should invite him over for dinner, man. Just stop being such a bitch. Just because they're gay and urban.
Neither one of those were one of the two choices. Do you move or do you shoot yourself?
Oh, God. If the choices are move or shoot yourself, I choose move. You don't shoot yourself, man. Come on.
Oh, you're not thinking. You shoot yourself and say they did it, then they have to fucking leave the neighborhood. You're a white guy in a white neighborhood, and two unruly youths just came in. You shoot yourself, you blame them, and then they're gone.
Unruly
think it out.
Gay youths.
You could go the other way and wait till Christmas Eve, dress up as Santa Claus, go over with your homemade flamethrower.
Yeah.
We believe in gay Kwanzaa. What are you doing? We love gay Kwanzaa.
Oh, man.
Dear Flabby, I was recently intimate with my girlfriend. We were doing it missionary, and I got a little thirsty. So I hopped off and went to get a juice box. When I came back, my dog was fucking my girlfriend. I did the only thing I could do. I started fucking my dog. Ever since, things between me and my girlfriend have been kind of weird. Although me and my dog have never been closer. What should I do?
Stop drinking juice boxes, homo. So stupid. What kind of an adult drinks juice boxes?
Drink Capri Sun like a man. What are you doing?
When's the last time you had a Capri Sun?
Me?
Yeah.
It's been years. I don't know.
What about you, Pat?
Do you mean a young boy wearing capris, or do you mean the drink? Because each answer is 2 years ago.
So it's been quite a while for me, but I was just thinking about the last time I had one. I did the same thing that I always did, which is as soon as you put the straw in, then you blow it up like a balloon, and then the shit squirts all over your face, neck, and chest.
Uh-huh.
We got to pull the little dumb arms up. Like, because I had kids, I would go to like the parties they would go to, and they would just serve juice boxes. Like, you're thirsty, you have 37 of those, and you pull the stupid arms up. So it's like, put like Jesus, and then that way it doesn't shoot you in the face.
Oh, all right. Shit. You want to do a couple more?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Dear Flabby and the other one, whenever my boyfriend goes to shop, he always spends way over our budget. I've tried talking to him about it on a few occasions, but he just laughs and shrugs it off. We end up having to ask money from our relatives quite often because of this. What should I do? Get a better job. make more money to support
yeah.
him.
Yeah, I was gonna say make more money.
Are the relatives giving them money?
Apparently, but so
okay. Then what's your fucking problem? You're getting money from the relatives. Shut the fuck up. You're gonna ruin this. Take the money. What do you think? He's doing a great job. What are you doing? It'd be one thing if they weren't giving you the money. What should we do? He's got a great scam going. He gets money and he does nothing. He's brilliant. Let it go. That way, you guys can all Venmo me at a Pat Oates.
I think that's a great answer.
Dear Flabby, my wife's daughter.
My wife's daughter. All right.
Thinks it's hilarious to shove her thumb up her ass and have my dog lick her finger. She heard it from some shirtless guy on Netflix and won't stop doing it. How do I parent this? My wife is gone for the month and I'm clueless.
Well, first of all, why is she putting her
stunned silence?
But she's putting her thumb. She's putting her thumb up her ass, but then giving the dog her finger, which means she just has poop on her thumb. Like it'd be one thing if she was using the thumb, but the dog doesn't want the shit. He's like, I'll lick something close to it, but please, shit, girl, stop putting that on your thumb.
So you're suggesting that it's just normal, carry on, no worries.
Or just, you know what? Leave the room, dude. Why do you gotta watch? The second the thumb went in the ass, they'd be out of the room. I'm not waiting for the end.
What kind of sick fucker are you gonna sit and watch that? Leave the room.
Yeah, leave the room.
Can you take that shit to your bedroom, please?
Literally. And take the dog out. It's hungry.
Dear Hamantha and Pickle. Hamantha, I like that. If Pickle is not okay with a dog sleeping in his bed, is he okay with a crispy child sleeping in his bed? So, Pat, a little backstory in this. Anthony has a son that's a burn victim. I think it's like 75% of his body. He seems to be a topic of discussion on this show quite a bit. So, his son's name is Bernie, by the way. Do you let Bernie sleep in your bed with you?
No. No, that's disgusting.
Why? You just press the scrabs off and shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want
What's the problem? Do you have an electric blanket?
No. No.
Are you worried that other 25% might get all crisped up and then he's 100% terrible?
But the shit's flaky and I don't want to be laying in fucking flaky skin. That's nasty.
Have you ever tried it? I hear laying in rose petals is wonderful. That's just flower skin. It's the same thing. Just lay down in it. Enjoy. You don't know.
That's what we do for a romantic evening. Just shake a little off of him.
I don't know. Earlier in this episode, a man ate the foreskin of his son so they could bond. Maybe you want to chew on your kid for a little bit. Make sure you get in love together, you know?
So I'm picturing Bernie getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom with the sheet stuck to him. So he's waking everybody up and... Mm-hmm.
We don't have to worry about that. He's got one of them bags that he shits in.
Oh, how sad would that be if he got up with the white sheet stuck to him? He looked in the mirror and he finally had real skin for once. And he's like, oh, and he looks in the mirror like Rocky Dennis when his face looked okay in that mirror. And he's like, oh, I'm finally a real boy. And you pull the fucking sheet off and he's just now like a ripped apart fucking lobster. Oh, it's worse.
Poor kid.
Which part's the unburnt part?
There isn't any.
You said it's 25% good.
Yeah, but it's like here and there. You know what I mean? Like it's all.
Oh, I was hoping it was all cock. Because that'd be a great porn star later on. Your son would be quite the porn star if it's just all dick.
None of his cock is burnt. Everything else. Yeah,
beautiful. The most beautiful penis you've ever seen. And then just fucking shingles the rest of the way. Oh, that'd be awesome.
How much flab could a fat flabby have if a fat flab had fat? Flab fat. If a flat fabby had four fat flabs, could those four flat flabs flab less?
Awesome. Read it again. I didn't hear it.
If you're going to pretend like you didn't hear him to get him to read it again, you can't laugh. Come on.
Oh, okay. That was beautiful.
Thank you for that.
I'm going to try this again.
All right.
How much flab could a fat flabby have if a fat flab had flab fat? If a fat flabby had four fat flabs, could those four flat flabs flab less?
I think you had it up until the end. You said flat flaps.
Yeah. Fuck you. You tried. Hey,
I couldn't do any better. So,
dear Flabby, did you bathe properly today? I haven't had a bath in probably 25, 30 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. The last time I had a bath that I remember was I was.
Why the fuck would anybody take a bath?
Because they're disgusting. I was.
Well, not even that. Why, if they were going to do it, why aren't they bathing properly? How are they improperly bathing? They're just laying on the outside of the tub while the water is in, and they're like, I think I'm doing it wrong. I'm just outside the tub.
Yep.
Dear Flabby, is it
a bath? Ever.
Is it okay to piss in the sink? We just went over this not too long ago. Yeah, it's perfectly normal.
It's fine. It doesn't
it's
hurt
a drain.
Anything.
It's a fucking drain.
Well, so far he sent that 4 fucking times.
All right. Well, the third time it's gay, and then the fourth time we're back to it being fine. It's fine.
It sounds like you're habitual. You have a problem.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you're washing your baby in the sink, then of course that's what you do. It's called a bris.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
Dear Flabby, do you two have a favorite TV show? Due to my work being on hold due to the COVID cases in my office, I need a recommendation. If you don't have a favorite, what are you watching now?
So I'm not the guy to ask for TV recommendations. We basically watch the same couple of shows all the time. But if you haven't already, check out Psych. Psych is a pretty awesome show. I think it's hilarious.
We started watching Happen Leonard on Netflix. That's pretty good.
Never heard of it. We watch The Office, How I Met Your Mother, and Parks and Rec, and we just watch those three shows, and that's pretty much it. And we watch Psych, I guess.
Pat, you got a favorite show?
Oh, I wasn't allowed to tell an embarrassing story, so I didn't know if I was allowed to share in this one.
No, let's go back to your embarrassing story. There's no, you weren't allowed. You run this.
I was kidding. I just did not know. No, you know what? I'm worse than you guys. I watch a ton of old wrestling. So like, I've been binge watching WWE from I started watching the network from 1993 and Raw and SmackDown, Raw Smart to SmackDown, every pay-per-view and every wrestling thing up till now. I'm up to 2003. So I've watched 10 years of just wrestling again. So yeah, so, I shouldn't recommend anything to anyone.
Can I jump? If this was an interview, I'm pretty sure Doug would say you got the job.
So not only that, I was going to suggest, Pat, how would you feel about doing a podcast, just me and you, on classic wrestling?
Oh, all day, every day. Are you kidding me? Yes. That's my dream. I had a wrestling podcast, but I take it so seriously I couldn't joke about it. Like, yes.
I take it so seriously.
I have no idea.
So I recently went through that whole binging thing. With the WWE network, watching the old pay-per-views, all that shit. I don't care about anything going on now. I was just watching all the classic shit, trying to explain it to Anthony why I wasn't gay for watching it.
It never worked because I still think he is.
No, because they don't fuck.
I don't care. Wrestling,
we talked
so
earlier. Yeah, but you said if a guy sits on another guy and tit fucks him, it wasn't gay.
Yes, but wrestling, if you're watching, is just if you're watching wrestling from like 1992 and it makes your cock hard, you're fucking gay. There's zero chance that you're watching that shit and your dick's not hard.
Listen, I'm hard now. It doesn't mean I'm gay. I'm just hard watching this. Three men working hard, making people laugh with a legacy happening. Are you kidding me? Legacy makes me hard. Vince McMahon and you, sir. Legacy gives me a boner.
Touche. I'll
stick you right in your touche. I don't care. I'm not gay at all.
Right in my toupee?
Yes, wrestling podcast indeed.
Dear
That's
Flabby,
all I've been watching.
Dear Flabby and Flibby, I am going to gauge your take on transsexualism and pit bulls.
All right.
Let's say I sexually identify as a 7-year-old pit bull. One day you come home and walk in and your daughter is stroking a naked man's head yelling, "Daddy, daddy, can we keep it?" Where the naked man, me, has a collar with a tag explicitly stating my name, age, and breed as pit bull. If you wouldn't let me, a transsexual pit bull, around your family or a baby for fear that I may harm them, then you are automatically transphobic and a pit bull hater. Frankly, if you are a transphobic pit bull hater, then you must have a sad, Icarian, pathetic view of the world. Q&A. Transsexualism has nothing to do with species. Answer, fuck you. I dare anyone who challenges my logic to email me. You get that?
Yeah, I got it, but what's it carrying? I don't know what that means.
All right. We made it through almost the whole episode without me having to Google something. I'm not entirely sure I even pronounced the word right.
See, I was lost. Sure. I was lost for a second because they said it was a pit bull, and then your daughter's holding a man's head. And I forgot that the pit bull was also kind of a man because I don't, when someone tells me what they identify as person, I see them as the pit bull. So the second you said a man's head, I thought you were holding a headless person, just their head, like it was severed while with a dog. Because you are the one who tells me you're a man and a dog. You're the one who's closed-minded to go fuck yourself, dog boy. I don't care what you had to say. I'm open-minded. I hope your daughter fucks the shit out of a dog person. Go.
You're go, so strong go. And brave.
Stunning and brave.
Dear Flabby, is it weird to think that... Oh, yeah, that word means dark, by the way.
Why didn't you say dark then? God, that changes everything.
Dear Flabby, is it weird to think that some people, like myself, have listened to you for months, but have never seen what either of you look like? I've never watched you guys on YouTube, only on podcast apps. Can you both please describe what the other looks like outside of Doug being fat? That's obvious.
That's obvious from your voice or what?
Well, the fact that everyone calls him Flabby, like nonstop. I forgot his name was Doug halfway through the show. Like, oh, old Flabby over here.
Oh, my God. Oh, geez. I would say Doug looks like, if I had to put it in words, it would be like Mr. Clean with a goatee and a neck tattoo.
That's it. That's what I'm putting on my dating profile.
Yes. From the head up. Not, you don't have like, you don't have the hot body that Mr. Clean has, you know?
And I think you just look like a hipster. That's how I would describe you.
That irritates me. That irritates me, Mr. Clean.
For the person listening, I'm seeing them for the first time. Doug looks like if Sons of Anarchy had an accountant and then,
is this
and Anthony looks Anthony like if you ever person have you ever seen Star Trek? He likes Star Trek. That's what the fuck he looks like.
You're killing me. That was way better than mine, but you're killing me. That's a nice way of saying hipster. That's
a- right. And if you're thinking about me, George Clooney. Just George Clooney is what I look like. George Clooney. Just look up George Clooney and it's me, Pat.
1997 George Clooney though.
Yes. The gayest. Yes. The gayest of Clooney.
Dear Flabby and Flabbers, lately I've been getting random boners lately. And right. Yep, that's how that works. And I don't know what to do. Thinking of my naked grandma doesn't help anymore.
Doesn't. So you want to stop getting boners?
Wait. Was naked grandma giving him the random boners or was that stopping?
That's where I was confused.
Right.
I think that he was picturing his grandma naked to stop the boners, and it's not working. Oh.
See, that'll help. How old is he?
I don't know.
I'm saying if he's, well, I'm guessing if he has to be in his like 20s or early 30s because he's getting random boners. Son, just wait, and then one day you'll wish you got those again. You know, I'm 45. There's no more random boner. It's just when my mind isn't crying and when the person's not hitting me, that's when I'm allowed to have one. That's about it.
I stopped getting random boners around like 13 or 14. That's weird.
When did you start getting them?
11.
Get them for like a year?
10. Yeah.
You're the worst time for random boners. Yeah. That is prime molesting time. If you're just all stiff as a rod at 11, I mean, you're just begging for all the spaces to come to your yard.
Talk about sending your uncle the wrong message.
I know, right? Jeez.
Or the right message. You don't know.
It was my fault. I mean.
All right. Seaman recruit reporting for duty.
Thank you.
Dear Flabby and Flabbers, lately I've been... More boners. Same thing.
More boners.
I thought that was part of the letter.
I'm 20 years old and my body count is double my age. The weird thing is 3 years ago, I was a human Oompa Loompa. What happened in those 3 years to turn me into a dildo with legs? Since you're Flabby, can Anthony be faggy?
No. I don't think so.
Yes. You don't think so?
yes. Just your way of standing up for yourself was gay. It's like, no, I don't think so. All right, Maggie.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll put myself in the locker this time, but next time you guys got to do it.
Seaman recruit reporting for duty. Dear Flabby, tits or ass? My friend Kyle thinks tits are better, so he's probably gay. Can you do me a favor and call him a faggot? Thanks, Dung and Anthony. P.S. I'm Team Faga and would totally buy all the Faga merch.
Sweet. By the way, Pat, I'm running for president, just so you know. That's what that's all about. Okay. What was our slogan? Faga, but I don't remember what it stands for. I can freedom, never remember.
Freedom ain't guaranteed anymore.
There we go.
Oh, Faga. I like that. Do you sniff children?
No,
we just sell shirts.
Then you've got my vote. You've got my vote. As long as you don't sniff kids.
Nope, we just sell shirts.
That's it. I mean, I like that. You're the only business that's open during COVID. So there you go. Right. I'll take it.
Right.
Okay. So his original question: tits or ass? Tits. It's not that hard of a question. Tits.
Yeah. I mean, tits. I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna have to say tits.
His logic was weird. Tits or gay? No. Only women have tits. That's everyone has true. Ass. Okay, tits. Not those fat things that you get from eating Twinkies. I'm talking actual nice tits.
I'm right here, dickhead.
I know. I'm looking right at you, tit boy.
Tit boy.
Everything has an ass. So that's gay. If all you do is fuck ass and it's a woman, you want man ass too. If you want tits and you like tits and you only like women, you can also like a woman's butt. But if you just like ass, that's gay.
Okay, so Pat, Anthony is working on compiling a list of everything that makes you gay or could make you gay.
Mm-hmm.
I think you two should work on it together.
All right, so I'm doing the wrestling podcast with you, and then
we're gonna put a definitive a guide to what makes you gay. I don't understand this whole new fascination with women's asses. Okay, that's fine, whatever. But like the new Kim Kardashian, she has. Isn't that disgusting? I mean, I think that's disgusting. And people are like, that is the hottest thing ever. I think it's gross and I don't understand it. Like, why would you want to have a super, super fat ass like that?
I'm about to say something that'll get me yelled at because it does everywhere I say this. I hate big butts. I like tiny heinies. I like a handful. I like a small butt. I've always liked it. I get in fights with people. I don't know why you want to have an ass that looks like you're sitting when you're standing. The guys, those are calling me gay or a pedophile. It's like, why do you want a giant butt? That means that woman gave up a long time ago. Give me a small butt. It means she works hard and she knows that she's not that smart, so she's got to run around and look good so she can therefore woo me with her looks because she's going to hit that fucking wall and be a chump soon. So she's got to have a small heinie. I like a tiny heiny. Fuck giant butts. They're not. Don't fuck them. Don't fuck giant butts. I hate giant butts.
Don't fuck giant butts. So when we had Jose, Mexican Jose, on the show, and me and Jose had gotten into almost exactly the same argument because he is all about fat asses and he's always talking about white people don't know what they're missing or whatever. Why you white people go after girls with no ass? And I'm like, I don't get it. I'm with you. I don't get it.
I mean, I get it. That's what they're, I mean, it's, they're attracted to what their mothers were and it's just fat and lazy. It's like, then they can't.
I'm going to use that next time he brings it up.
There you go. Yeah, that'll work for you. I'm sure Mexican Jose will be understanding.
Dear Flabby, I just grounded my 13-year-old daughter for lying to my face the third time this week. Cooking dinner and tell her to leave her phone on the counter. See text from her boyfriend saying, I miss rubbing our parts on each other and making out with you. Started freaking out internally because I thought it was just innocent boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. Make mistake of going through their chat. He asked her what's the dirtiest thing she would do to him. She said she would blow him. He asked her to send more pics on Snapchat. They spent time together alone many times, also gone on dates. What the fuck do I do? I know it was wrong of me to snoop through her messages, but she's only 13, and God forbid, I didn't see that, and she ends up pregnant. You can't get pregnant from blowing somebody.
That's what you're not going to get pregnant. You're not going to get pregnant from any guy who calls it parts.
He He doesn't produce enough sperm.
Her boyfriend is only 12. Should I consult his mom about this too? I haven't told her anything yet, so she doesn't suspect anything, but what the fuck? She just got her period earlier this year, and honestly, she's turned into a cunt since then. I love her no matter what, and I understand teenage rebellion, but she literally won't listen to a fucking word I say. Should I make her go to therapy? I'm a single mom, so I know she might have built up resentment from daddy issues, so she's trying to fill the void with a guy. I know I can't stop her from fucking, but how can I get her to understand this is way too young to act like this?
Maybe don't share all her fucking personal shit on a goddamn podcast. You shitty mom. You fucking a terrible parent. Are you fucking kidding me? That's why she's acting out. You're a fucking terrible person. I know when her period happened. Why the fuck do I know when her period happened?
Jesus I disagree. Christ. We're going to need more information.
How do you expect us to come up with anything with just few little facts like that we were just given?
Yeah, really.
I wonder why she's acting out.
If you are a mom or a dad of a 13-year-old and you feel guilty because you looked at her Snapchat, you're a bad parent. You should have been looking at their Snapchat. You should have been looking at everything they've been doing their whole entire life. You don't ever give kids free reign of technology and just let them do what they want.
How many times have you and I had a conversation on the show recorded where you say you won't go through your daughter's stuff?
Stuff. I'm not going to go through her stuff. Her phone technology, you know, back and forth.
No. You said you don't
stuff.
Go. You don't go through her room. You don't go through her technology because it's a matter of trust.
Never have I said that. That is not true.
Have.
No, I have
several
not.
Times.
So roll the tape.
Hold on.
I mean,
that's all I got on deck.
All right. Well, you proved me wrong. I guess.
Listen, there's an easy solution, Mom. I'm being serious. I know I yelled at you, and I'm sorry. But here's what you do: you take that phone and snap to the kid. You send him your tits. a nice picture of adult tits. He's going to write back, holy shit, what are these? Now the kid might get taken away, but even not, now he's going to be so hot for the mom because those are adult tits that he's got nothing to do with the kid parts anymore, and you broke them up. That's all you got to do.
I'm going to gamble. I want to – this is a gamble when I say this, but I would suggest that the mom sends pictures of her tits to her favorite podcasters and see what happens.
Yep, I'm all for it. I think that's a great idea. That will help with the situation so much.
I'm just waiting for tits.
We're just waiting.
No ass. No ass. All tit.
Oh, shit.
More recruit reporting for duty. Again. Dear Flabby, my dick is getting scabby, I think from masturbating. I usually jerk off around 4 or 5 times a day, typically dry dogging it. When it gets bad enough, I do start using lotion until it heals, but it just doesn't feel as good, and I have to use a lot of it. I thought about getting a fleshlight, but only weirdos use those. What should I do?
Dude, you're jacking off 5 times a day, and you think you're weirded out by a fleshlight? That's weird. Stop jacking off 5 times a day.
It's getting scabby. It's 5 times and you're beating the shit out of it. Like there's nothing left. There's not even skin left. Your dick sounds like Anthony's son. It's just like all destroyed with all these patches and things on it.
And I'm not sleeping with that either.
So you guys never went through that phase. You guys never went through that phase where you jerk off enough that you get like friction burns and little scabs.
Oh, without a doubt. But I stopped for like a week. I said, holy shit, I'm going to break my penis. And I'm like, take a break. Calm down, dude. It's not that bad. You'll be okay. That's what I do. I put myself in jerk off timeout. You don't keep going. You don't have to strive to be the best when it comes to that. Calm down.
I wasn't going to let it stop me. I don't stop for anything.
Well, I can't wait to hear a rape court case.
I was just going to say, that's like future rapist talking right there. I don't stop for anything.
All I need is one sound bite. Remember when Doug said, and I don't stop for anything. Like, all right, surprise. That was a callback from earlier.
Do you have any weight loss tips?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Don't eat so much. I don't know. Work out more, eat less. Isn't that like the only weight loss tip that matters?
Don't eat at night and then intermittent fast and then actually go outside.
I think only eat right before you go to bed. That's it.
Well, don't go to bed ever. Don't ever sleep.
Don't sleep.
Yep. What you need to, you have to have something happen in your life where you get PTSD. You have to get some traumatic experience or real, not like not war, but like something terrible that hurts you. Because that worked for me. And once that happens to you, the anxiety and stress will keep you awake and you'll sweat out shit and you'll run because you don't think you're good enough for other people to look at. You don't care about your health. You just want to look attractive because you know your insides are terrible. And then you lose a lot of weight that way.
Did somebody misgender you? Is that?
Are you okay?
Not yet. They keep nailing it. I was like, I wish they would misgender me once. Like, you keep getting it right, goddammit. Keep calling me a lady.
Do one more?
Yeah, we can do one more.
Yeah.
Dear Flabby and Faggot, I'm a necrophiliac that works as a journeyman drywaller and taper. Recently, my boss cracked a joke that rubbed me the wrong way. It went like this. There was a blonde girl at a bridge ready to jump and kill herself. A homeless man came out from under the bridge and yelled, "Hey, if you're going to jump, do you want to have sex with me before you die to get one last in before you go?" The blonde, disgusted, declined. The homeless man replied, "Okay, I'll wait." This, obviously being necrophilia-phobic, I told him off by telling him I ejaculated into his father's ashes, whisked them up, and made pancake batter. I am now unemployed and wonder two things. One, was I in the wrong for this? And two, do you guys need any drywall work done? My rate is $32 an hour.
Nice. It's a pretty reasonable rate. So I don't think you were wrong for the joke. I think you're wrong for fucking dead people. That's disgusting.
Oh, Bolt, don't get on your fucking high horse now.
No. My horse doesn't get any higher. That's disgusting.
Well, okay, so if you're driven to fuck dead people, mm-hmm. right? That's what you know is normal. Mm-hmm. It is not fair and or right for you to call him whatever it was that you just called him.
I don't remember what I called him either. Can't you just have a hooker lay in a tub of ice? Doesn't that do the same thing for you? I heard that's what they do, so they don't have to actually fuck dead people.
Where did you hear this?
He spends a lot of time on Reddit.
Yeah. I mean, I support forums, you know?
Listen, we'll start with question two. No, I'm all set. I don't have any sheetrock work right now, but I will recommend you to friends. And then what? Number one, more importantly, yeah, dude, that's fucked up. You always make waffles with ashes that were coming. You don't make pancakes, you fucking moron.
Pancakes.
Gay pancakes. Waffles are for men.
You know, yeah, you don't know the history of pancakes in this show, so...
I don't know a lot of the history, but I am intrigued. You got a new fan after being on this. I'll tell you right now.
Well, I think that does it for today. We were going to, what do we got? Another 2 weeks before the next year, Flabby?
Yes, sir.
All right. Pat, so thank you.
What is there, like 250 you. Left?
Yeah, we're not making any fucking headway.
All right.
So Pat Oates, I'll put your YouTube channel back.
Guys, thank you so much for letting me be on. This was a lot of fun. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thanks for coming on, man.
There you go. Pat Oates. So they just go to YouTube and search Pat Oates or Podophiles, right?
Yep, that's it. Just check that out. I also have a Patreon, but you don't need to worry about that shit. Just you'll find it. This is in my podcast. I cry for money nonstop, so you'll find out then. So
I'm all. Familiar with the concept.
Yes.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, thank you, Pat. It was fun.
Thank you.
For sure.
Bye.
All right. Bye.